This podcast is brought to you by BurningTruck.com. This is podcast 109, Chris Gets a Gun. Okay, so we're going to my friend Chris and I. Chris is blind, and we're taking his guide dog to a weapon show.
He really wants a weapon, that guide dog of mine. He's gets a little anxious.
His guide dog has got issues. So we'll be probably talking with some of the vendors. So Chris has graciously offered to pay for the free parking today. What kind of stuff are you interested in looking at today?
I don't know what you can buy here.
Pretty much everything if you got papers.
Well, that's, yeah.
Have you ever gotten cleared to buy a gun?
No, I don't know how that works.
Well, maybe we'll find out today.
Yeah.
Okay, well, first table we're at has got... We got empty shotgun shells. We got a lot of nice cap and ball guns and black powder guns. Here's a Ruger six shooter.
Let me fill that one.
It's under glass.
Oh, okay. So that's a pistol.
Okay. Yeah.
Here, Ryan, Hill.
Lots of old ammunition, lots of old rifles.
Okay, let's talk about the rifles. What kind of rifles?
Good Lord. at this table, they're mostly old rifles. Looks like we got some 410 shotguns, 22s. There's side-by-side shotguns, over-under, single barrel. Some are pretty old. Some are tiny guns for, like, old farm guns, I think, the 22s.
Oh, I see.
Let's see what's at this next table. Well, we've got little packs. We've got more bayonets. Here's a box of pistols. We've got an old black powder gun. That's brass. It's an Italian replica. Here's another Ruger. And looks like parts of a Luger, but not a complete one. Oh, we've got some clips for bullets. And a lot of long guns. Here's some AR-15s. Got a little pump action shotgun here. That has a pistol grip, not a shoulder grip on it.
Oh, is that out?
Yep, it is.
I'd like to see that one.
Okay, come over here. Okay, so here it is. It's a Remington. That's the pistol grip.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fairly short barrel. It looks street legal. It's all black, flat black.
But it's got no stock.
Right. That's for in-the-house use.
Yeah. That's short.
Yep, very short.
Where's the guy that sells them?
He's over here. Get his attention. Got a question about this.
Tell me about this shotgun. It's obviously... you've taken the stock off.
Yes, it is. It would have been traditionally a folding stock.
Uh-huh.
Removed. It's got an extension tube, so it'll carry about 7 rounds, 2 3/4 inch shells.
No,
it's not a tactical. It's just a Remington 870, basically, is what it is. I'm guessing anywhere between 7 and 5 years old.
Oh, so it's still quite functional?
Yeah, it's a very functional gun.
What's
it would be an improved cylinder or open choke.
Right, and it's a 12-gauge?
12-gauge, correct. I believe it's a 3-inch Magnum, so it would be considered a Magnum receiver. I'd have to see the outside of it there. Yes, it is a Magnum. 870 Express is basically what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Defense shotgun.
Right.
Correct.
And do you have to have papers to buy that?
Correct. You have to have papers.
What kind of papers do you have?
You need to fill out a 4473 sheet, and then you have to be required by be a Minnesota State resident and have a NICS background check prior to receiving the weapon.
How long does that take?
Could take anywhere from 3 minutes to a 5-day waiting period. Generally, you proceed immediately, and then you can, then the weapon can be transferred to you right there on the spot.
Okay, how much are you selling it for?
This particular gun is $269 plus tax. Just
but it takes a clip, or is it has a magazine internally?
No, a fixed tube. A tube that
inside.
Feeds the shotgun shells, correct.
Yeah. It's like fixed. An over-under barrel, the under-barrel.
Oh, I felt that, yeah, okay.
Yeah. So
okay.
This tube below it is what... That,
so it sounds like he could clear you in a few minutes.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do it.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, why don't I fill out the paperwork?
Oh, good idea. You heard that. His ears perked right up.
Did it?
Yeah. Now, he doesn't know you're blind. He keeps pointing at it and talking about it.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
Why? Let's just not tell him, see what he figures it out.
Can you fire that without a stock on it? I mean, practically speaking?
Practically speaking, you
yeah.
can fire it. It takes a little bit of control. I highly recommend doing it at a range and getting used
yeah.
to the weapon because there is a significant amount of recoil
yeah.
without having a stock. and you're not going to have the stability. So you have to learn how to shoot basically from an eye shooting position.
Did you say that was a Magnum?
It is a Magnum. You can shoot a 3-inch, between a 2 3/4 inch and a 3-inch shell.
Okay, that's a big, a lot of power in that. Yeah,
in the 3-inch, yeah.
Okay. Well, let's fill out the paperwork and see what happens.
Okay, you want to do that?
Yep.
Sure.
Transferee's full name.
That's him. That's me.
Last name? First name?
Christopher.
Middle name? Current residence? Number and street? City? Place of birth? U.S. city or and state? Height? Feet and inches? Weight? Birthday? Month, day, year? Social security number optional, but it'll help prevent misidentification. What ethnicity do you want today?
I'll be white today.
There's a white box. Got it. Are you the actual buyer of the firearms listed on this form?
Yes.
All right. Are you under indictment or information in any court for a felony or any crime for which the judge would imprison you for more than 1 year?
No.
Have you ever been convicted in any court of a felony or other crime for which the judge would have imprisoned you for more than 1 year?
No.
Are you a fugitive from justice?
People really answer yes to this question?
Well,
no.
if they do, they can't receive the firearm. Answer honestly.
Are you an unlawful user or addicted to marijuana or any depressant, stimulant, or narcotic drug or any other controlled substance?
No.
Have you ever been adjudicated mentally defective, which includes been adjudicated incompetent? Just by your friends.
So is this what you guys doing, part of your little thing, or is he... Oh, it is.
He wants one.
Oh, he's really... Okay.
Yep.
Have you ever been discharged from the armed forces under dishonorable conditions?
Nope.
What is this? It's an FN.
Are you subject to a court order restraining you from harassing, stalking, or threatening your child or an intimate partner or child of such partner?
No.
It's basically an FN.
Jeez. Have you ever been convicted in any court of a misdemeanor crime of domestic violence?
Nope.
Have you ever renounced your citizenship to the United States?
No.
Are you an alien illegally in the United States?
No.
Are you a non-immigrant alien?
No.
What is your state of residence? What is your country's citizenship?
U.S.
The one thing I will have him do, which I assume he can do, which is sign it.
Yep.
Use his signature. Yep.
Is that all we need?
The only other question I have for you, Christopher, is your current resident is not what is listed on your driver's license.
Yeah, that's right.
And do you have any paperwork that shows that you transferred your residence? Do you have anything with this current address on it?
The checkbook? Yeah.
Okay, then I'll just have him sign it right here.
Okay. Put the pen where you should start.
Okay, I gotta reach down.
You want me to get it so you're more comfortable?
Right here?
Oh, I'll get move you up right there.
All right.
Yep. Okay, that's good. I'll have this with me when I do a call in for the next check.
Okay.
And we'll take her from there.
All right. So
that's the next step. Yep. That'll work just beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I'll get everything squared away.
Thanks. We'll go rubbernecking him for a while.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, then. I'll put it there. Cool. Okay, next one, we got a military guy here.
I'm sorry, beg your pardon.
Well, that's the dog you hit. We have hand grenades, we've got potato mashers, we've got small artillery rounds here, we've got, that's a new potato masher. We've got all kinds of hats from the Russians, the Germans, the Japanese. We've got Nazi stuff here. We have a ton of bayonets right here. We've got 50 caliber rounds that are empty.
Let me fill a 50 caliber round.
Okay, here's one.
Yeah, that's... Jesus.
Okay, we've got a lot of, we've got some folding, huge, strange knives. I haven't seen those before. They look like bayonets, about 4-inch blades. Looks like the bayonets suck into the handle. I've got some German, lots of decorations with swastikas.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I bet we'll find a Luger over here, too. We've got some pistols, mostly revolvers. We've got a little automatic. Got a single shot something that's got a big caliber on it. Some lovely brass knuckles. Great, we've got a little mortar. If a guy wanted to buy a mortar, what kind of papers would you have to fill out for that?
No problem, that's none.
No papers?
Because it's already been deactivated.
Oh, okay.
Now, what kind is that one?
It's a Russian 50mm model 1940. It was used in World War II.
Okay. So, heck, you could walk around with one of those.
Yeah.
Thanks. Do you have any other papers that would have your current address on?
Like a utility bill or the current address? Everything went through fine, though. Just that way, the next check went through, you're good to go.
Oh, that looks pretty official.
You got the right address on it?
Yeah, 83. Yep. That's fine.
That'll work?
I think so.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I think we'll be good to go when you guys get a second. You can come back over.
Okay.
Great. Thanks
Thank
a lot.
You. Oh, fun.
That was pretty fun. I fall out. That's who's sober.
So, oh, jeez. So, he still, he knows you can't see well, but he hasn't mentioned the B word.
Here, hold this for a second. I'm trying to get this paper.
This is a hood.
Here are your letters.
You sure you don't want that mortar? It's a cute one. It's in good shape. Pressed metal base.
This is cool.
All right, now we've got about 50 shotguns on this table. They're all pretty wooden stocks, beautiful stocks. Some are shiny, some are flat, some are got that check ring on them. We've got some black plastic stocks. How much time do we have?
I gotta be home by 2.
Oh, that's right. You're gonna walk away from all this cool stuff to go walk around the lake with a woman?
Yeah.
Oh, good choice.
I'm in a little bit of a hurry.
Okay, he's putting the gun in a sleeve.
Great. Thank you.
Okay, he's writing up the receipt.
And if you want to, you can just have him sign it there real quick. I'll give him that copy.
Okay, Chris?
Okay. Yep.
Got to sign again. I'll put the tip on where you should sign. There you go.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it. Nice dog, huh?
Yeah. Good to go?
Good to go.
Here's your paper.
And here's there's a sleeve? Or
yeah, do you want the gun?
Yeah. It's like not visible as a gun.
No.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Well, so what'd you think of the weapons show, Chris?
Oh, I thought it was a lot of fun.
Good idea. Cool. Well, I'm going to wrap this up.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Off here, I think.